Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So after winning a sixth straight sectional title, besting the North Cougs 1-0 back on Saturday, regional semis tonight for David Prawl's fifth-ranked 17-0-1 Panthers, the one tie with Columbus North, who lost All-State midfielder Jenna Lang to a season-ending knee injury in that championship match within Conference Indiana. They are 15-1-2, so round two, stakes higher. Here we go tonight with the Bulldogs.
Gotta wait it all season. It's been a good season, but I think we waited all season. Hopefully, I think they're going to come out and play their best soccer. They seem like they're up for it. Thomas North has been kind of our nemesis last year or so in conference and last year in regional. So should be a great ball game. I like our chances. I like our team. I think our girls are going to put it out there.
6 o'clock is match time over at Columbus North. Panthers win. They'll play the regional championship Saturday in Seymour, 4 o'clock against Castle or Floyd Central. By the way, Kevin Sparks, sectional champion boys, they will go on the road to face Southport on Thursday at 6:30, a team that beat them during the regular season 2-1. Thought for this Wednesday, it's enough to indulge and be selfish, but true happiness is really when you start giving back. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Three solid reasons why 10th-ranked Michigan State comes calling with an unbeaten record. We could start with quarterback Peyton Thorne. How about receiver Jalen Naylor, who is the Big Ten co-offensive player of the week, and running back Kenneth Walker III. He needs 87 yards Saturday for a 1,000-yard season, averages over 7 yards and 9 touchdowns. Walker is electric. 233 yards he had against Rutgers. Naylor caught 5 passes for 221 yards and had 3 touchdowns, the co-Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. And then, Thorne has been very, very solid. He comes into our game with nearly 1,600 yards and 14 touchdowns against only 2 interceptions. Head coach Mel Tucker.
We know that we have very good players. We have a very unselfish football team, and those guys pull for each other, and they're happy for each other's success, which is great to see.
Second-year Spartan head coach Mel Tucker, I tell you, it was the fifth time in FBS history that a team has had a 300-yard passer, a 200-yard rusher, and a 200-yard receiver. Indiana the underdog in this battle for the old brass platoon. Fox Sports 1, a little past 12 noon. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.